Hello?
Oh, hello. I'm calling from Michael Weinstein.
Who's this?
This is Chris Tompkinson from Google.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
Can I help you?
I just want to let you know that we had received your request to have your number removed from that page, and it'll be off of there within a couple of days.
You know, this is going on for 7 months.
Oh, I'm very sorry about that. I just want to let you know that we've taken care of it.
Yeah, how did you get the information? Who are you, from media?
No, the news had called us and let us know about the problem.
Yeah, you're from Google Media. That was almost a month ago.
Yeah,
I'm getting 25 phone calls every single day.
Oh, I'm very sorry about that. We get a lot of...
I got 14 phone calls midnight last night.
14?
14.
Wow.
I've done it online, and nobody's done anything. They were nasty as hell to me. I have an 88-year-old mother-in-law that's been getting phone calls 7 o'clock in the morning.
I'm calling...
Until...
I was just calling to let you know that...
What?
I was just calling to let you know we finally taken care of it for you.
Yeah, finally, after 7 months.
Yeah, well, I was just hoping you'd appreciate it, though.
Appreciate it? I've had a heart attack since then. I'm serious. I got medical records.
Uh-huh. Because of Google?
Because I'm getting aggravated.
I see.
Because every time I call, there's no tech support.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody does anything.
We don't have tech support here. We're Google.
Well, I know. I know that. And the receptionist hung up on me 10 million times.
Oh, really? Uh-uh.
And she said, too bad. I can't do anything. I asked to speak to a supervisor. Nobody spoke to me.
Yeah, but we are taking...
It's a little ridiculous the way you run your program there.
Yeah, well, this is what happened is we let the janitor help us with putting phone numbers in, and he put your number in instead of the courthouse. Like, he was out...
The janitor.
Yeah, he was out there mopping, and I'm just like, you know, you can help us, because we were short-staffed that day.
And what's your name?
My name is Chris Tompkinson.
Chris Tompkinson?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm with Google in Virginia.
And you're from Google. What is a direct? Is there a direct phone number for you in case, you know, nothing gets done? Because I still get phone calls. I've gotten so many phone calls today.
Oh yeah. Oh, it's gonna take.
And it's
gonna take.
Out of hand.
It's gonna take a couple days for it to kind of cycle through, and then it'll be fixed, and your number won't be on there anymore.
That's fine. Yeah, but is there a direct number for you?
I don't want to give you that because I don't like getting strange.
Well, why not?
I don't like getting calls all day from people I don't know.
Well, you won't get calls all day. I just want to know, just so I have it on record.
Oh. Actually, April Fools. I'm not really Google. Hee-hee, isn't that funny? We're not fixing anything. It was all just a joke. Do you get it?
Who the fuck are you, man?
I'm an April Fools prankster.
Oh, you are, huh?
Uh-huh. Do you think it's funny?
You're a fucking asshole if you're not from Google.
Hello?
You know something? That was not funny.
I thought it was funny.
That really wasn't, Chris.
It's April Fool's.
I don't think so. I don't care. That wasn't funny.
I thought...
I'm serious. That was not a joke on what I'm going through. You don't know what I'm going through. You really don't.
I'm sorry. I thought it looked right.
I had to get the police... Hey, listen, pal. I had to get the police here the other night because I've been getting phone calls all night.
Uh-huh.
And the stupid thing is that you called me with a caller ID from PA,
uh-huh.
And then you do this game.
I thought it would brighten up your day with, like, an April Fool's joke.
No, it did not brighten up my day. It got me a little bit more pissed off.
Oh.
It really did.
I thought it would help you.
No, nothing will help me when I'm going through for the past 7 months, and nobody's helping me from Google.
How come you don't, why don't you change your number?
Why should I change my number? I had the number first.
Well, that way you...
If your janitor entered it wrong, it's not my fault.
Well, it's not my fault he's an idiot. That's why, I guess...
Hey, let me ask you something.
That's why he's a janitor.
Let me ask you something. Listen, Chris. Let me ask you something. If I buy a house, somebody comes over to me and says, hey, you got to move out. Do I have to move out? It's my house first. Why should I change my number when I had it first? And I got hundreds of people that have my number, and Google wouldn't even change it, even though I did it on the computer for 3 months?
That seems like it'd be a lot easier than going through all this.
Say that again?
It seems like it'd be a lot easier than putting up with all this, like all the phone calls.
Oh, I shouldn't have to change my number. You guys should enter it correctly. You know something? My number is not even close to what the courthouse number is.
Yep.
Not even close.
I'm not even with Google, though. It was an April Fool's joke. I was just kidding around.
Yeah, when I called back, it said you were from Google.
That was part of the joke.
Oh, well, part of the joke on your recorder. You know something?
Uh-huh.
I have a lawsuit, and you guys are screwed. And I got your number, I got your name, and you did the wrong thing, pal. I'm telling you. You did the wrong
thing. What, playing an April Fool's joke on April 1st?
Listen, son of a bitch. I'm telling you. Listen. You did the wrong thing. I ain't playing games here.
Well, every...
What do you think? I went on the news for nothing?
Oh, of course.
I went on the news for my health? I have an 88-year-old mother-in-law that needs phone calls at 7 o'clock in the morning, and you play this stupid joke?
You should turn off the ringer.
You know something? You should shut your mouth, because you're in trouble now. I'm telling you. Your name is on my list. Goodbye. Don't call me.
How big's your list?
You're listening to The Snowplow Show.
Good morning, everyone. Today is April 4th, 2016. Happy Square Root Day. Today's show is sponsored by Ben Hard. Thank you, Ben, for being a supporter on the Patreon machine. It is completely Ben's fault that this is not an April Fool's Day show, because I tried really hard to do an April Fool's Day show on Friday, and it just didn't happen. Things kept not working out. People weren't answering. Stupid real-life stuff getting in my way. So thanks a lot for nothing, Ben Hard. Making my show 3 days late. By the way, the call that you heard on the beginning of the show was my April Fool's joke from, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago when the whole grouchy old man thing happened. For those of you who don't remember, there was this news story about 5 or 6 years ago where this old man was really pissed off because Google had put the wrong listing on the website for a nearby courthouse, and everybody was calling him, trying to get a hold of the courthouse. And the news program zoomed in on his computer screen, which just happened to include his home phone number, which several people sent to me, and I gave him a call and played an April Fool's joke on him, which he did not seem to appreciate at all. There were follow-up calls to this, and they all happened on the phone show. He started harassing our show in the middle of a broadcast. It was really amazing. And I'll try to put a link to that show in the show notes, because it's kind of amusing. He just calls us over and over during our show, trying to disrupt the show, but just being hilarious instead. Good old grouchy old man. Oh yeah, he got pissed also because I called him old, and he was very offended by that. Just like that guy last week when I did the grocery store calls. He was over 65, which was stated on the survey thing, and I called him old, and he got offended by that and tried to prove that he wasn't old by telling me he rode a motorcycle. Grouchy old man didn't try and prove himself to me. He just disagreed with me that he was not old, even though he was on the news being old on video. Anyway, I've got a great idea for today's show. On today's show, I'm going to call up the FBI tip line, and I'm going to pretend that I captured all of their top 10 most wanted fugitives, but instead of asking the FBI to come and pick them up, I'm just going to execute them one by one over the phone with my hand pistol. It's going to be such a great show. But first, I have some news for you. And this was sent to me by Lee, so you can blame her for sending this to me. You guys remember The Watcher, right? The Watcher house, where I was pretending to be The Watcher, the weird stalker guy that's sending notes to the owners of some home in New Jersey. The Watcher house is for sale. It's a $1 million New Jersey home. It's back on the market after its owners claimed they were driven from the property by a terrifying stalker who called themselves The Watcher. The article says, this house in Westfield comes with 6 bedrooms, 3 bathrooms, and is described as a stately colonial designed with all the character and charm of the early 1900s. Also included in the price is a creepy stalker who will ask you to fill the house with the young blood I requested. At least that's what the owners of the home claimed in a lawsuit filed last year. The owners, who bought the house for $1.3 million in May 2014, say they were driven from their dream home by a series of threatening letters from a person calling themselves the Watcher. The Watcher allegedly said that they considered themselves to be the rightful owner of the home, and they got increasingly more sinister as time went on. The family never moved into the home out of fear and sued the real estate company and the former owners for not informing them of the danger. The danger of having letters sent to you, apparently. And what the hell, they never even moved in? How did they receive this many letters if they never even moved in? I'll put a link to this story in the show notes if you want to read the entire thing. There's some more to it. There's more text from the Watcher, you know, the things that he actually said to them in his letters. And it says the lawsuit is ongoing, so nobody's won or lost yet. They're still working on the lawsuit. Also, in local news, I think most of you already know this, but Madhouse Live's IRC room will be merging with HQ. So basically, everyone in the regular IRC room is going to be merging with all of the people in Pound HQ. And you won't even know there's a change. Everything's fine. Everything's going to go as normal. But Death Fox is in charge of everything now. And don't listen to anyone that tells you anything different. Madhouse Live is merging with HQ. I have a prank request here from February 13th. It's kind of old, and it's kind of time-sensitive material. I should have called them weeks ago, but I haven't. But a listener named Zane has sent me an email, says, "Hey, RBCP, I was probing around Goodwill, and I found an auction and some numbers, so I want to give them to you." And he sends me a picture of one of those auction lists from the Goodwill that has four phone numbers on it, but it doesn't tell me what the item is. But he tells me the item could be a train set, Broncos merchandise, or a vinyl record of Star Trek Generations, like a soundtrack or something, I guess. But it doesn't make sense, because there's only one sheet of paper, so how can this one sheet of paper with four names on it be for all of those different things? Maybe he meant to send me more sheets of paper, and I only got one of them. But whatever, let's just call these four people and see what happens.
Hello?
Hello, Joanne?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Paul from the Goodwill. And you were in here, you did one of our auctions.
Yeah.
And how come you whited out the auction, the number from the previous person so you could make your bid lower?
I didn't do that.
Oh, yes you did, because we saw it on the camera, and there's whiteout on this entry above yours.
I don't even carry whiteout.
Oh, that's what someone...
I don't even own any whiteout.
Yeah, that's what someone would say if they did something like this, probably. They would pretend they didn't do it.
I didn't do it.
But we know you did it.
Well, I don't know how it looks, but I did not do anything because I would never do anything like that.
We're on to your little scam, Joanne.
I don't know. Is this really the Goodwill? Or is this a joke or something?
No, it's really the Goodwill. Which item did you bid on?
I haven't bid on anything for a while.
Well, this was about 3 weeks ago.
I don't know, 3 weeks ago, what I would have bid on. But what? I didn't win anything.
Right. I mean as hard as you tried to with your little whiteout scam, but you still didn't win. Someone still outbid you.
You know, I'm sorry that you feel that way, okay? But well, I did not do anything. Well, and if that's the way you feel, I will not participate anymore in any of your things.
Well, it's not how I feel. I'm very sorry. It's not about how I feel. It's just, you know, you can't be trying to scam people in our store. It's not nice.
I'm not scamming anybody.
Well, it seems like it with this whiteout trick of yours.
Well, I would really like to see what you're telling me.
Oh,
the pictures of what you're telling me,
Joanne. I'm just.
I did not do anything.
I'm just kidding around with you. You didn't really whiteout anything.
Well, why are you calling me and doing this?
Well, I just wanted to let you know that you didn't win the item, but better luck next time.
Like I said, I'm not going to participate ever anymore.
Oh, no, you should. It's a good program and everything. You should participate. I'm just saying.
Well, you know, it isn't funny for you to call up somebody and try to say that they did something wrong.
Yeah, well, it was...
You know,
it was
very upset.
See, I was calling people on Friday. It was April Fool's, and I just wanted to keep doing April Fool's jokes. So, April Fool's, even though it's April 4th today.
Okay.
But, you know, it's just a joke, that's all. It's just a joke.
Well, I knew it wasn't true, because I would never do anything like that.
Well, I don't know, but you know, by the sound of your voice, it sounds like you might be up for some questionable morals and stuff. I know you didn't do it this time, though.
I don't ever do it that time. I'm not that hard up to want to do something like that. I mean, if I get it, I get it. If I don't, I don't. That's the way I feel about it.
Yeah,
it's
well.
Another option. You know what I mean?
I know I wouldn't do anything like that.
Okay. Well, I don't know what to tell you.
Well, congratulations on being a loser of this auction. Maybe better luck next time.
Okay.
Maybe.
Bye-bye.
Especially if you do your whiteout scam again. Okay, she hung up. Wouldn't even tell me what the item was, but whatever. I'll try the next person on the list. His name is Frank. He bid $50.
Hello?
Hello, is Frank there?
Can I tell him who's calling?
This is Steve from the Goodwill.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, Frank?
Yes?
It's Steve from the Goodwill. You bid on an auction thing here for $50?
I thought that was over.
Well, yeah, it's over, but we were looking over the auction paper, and we saw that you'd used whiteout, and you changed the bid of the lady before you, Joanne. You made her...
No, sir, I did not do that. I don't know. Maybe somebody else did it and put my name there. I don't know.
Oh, we looked.
What was the item?
We looked on the security cameras, and we saw you pull a bottle of whiteout out of your pocket, and you like used it to touch up Joanne's bid so you could bid lower. And that was a rotten thing to do, and you shouldn't do things like that.
Steve, yes, I want to see that tape. I'm 75 years old. I've never done anything like that in my life. It really insults me to accuse me of doing that.
Well, that's what somebody would say if they had done it. They'd say, I've never done that before. I mean, that's what they all say, you know?
Can I make an appointment with you to come out and look at that tape?
Well, I don't really want a thief in here, or a scam artist, con artist, grifter, whatever you are. I don't really want grifters in my store.
Hey, Steve, what is your position out
there? I'm the manager here at the Goodwill.
You are the head manager?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey.
I'll go by and get a police officer, and we'll come out and visit with you.
Hey, Frank, can you tell that lady in the background to shut the fuck up while we're talking?
Hey!
Oh boy,
you bad format.
I'm telling you, Steve, I'd like to talk to your manager.
That just made her louder, didn't it?
Steve?
Yeah?
You know, I used to think that you guys were respectable until you become Discovery. And now then you're nothing but a bunch of scam artists.
Oh, I'm the scam artist when you're the one, like, using whiteout and modifying bids. And somehow I'm the scam artist. I see how it is.
Okay, Steve, I'll come out there and give me $50 for whatever the item is.
No, you didn't win. Your bid is invalid. You can no longer be the winner. Because you are a... You're a con artist.
Oh, my God.
You're a con artist.
Yeah, you bet you are. You know, I get these calls all the time from other parts of the world, India and places like that. I think you're the first one that's ever called me from.
Well, yeah, I'm from the Goodwill.
From the Goodwill. Discovery Goodwill, where you got your bunch of fat cats up there making all the money. Everything you get is donated to you, and you have a ridiculous price on it. And that's why I come shop with you guys, because, in fact, I was there today. And I come and shop with you guys because I thought I was helping me. And then I find out that money is going to a bunch of fat cats that are, making over $100,000 a year.
Well, so what? It costs a lot of money to run an awesome organization like Goodwill.
You need to pay the people that are running it, not the fat cats.
And then we have to deal with scammers like you coming in and whiting out other people's bids.
Okay.
So it's a lot of work.
I'm not going to come out there today, but I'm going to come out there tomorrow, and I'm going to talk to whoever's the head manager at the time I get there and ask them if Steve is there, and if he is, I would like for them to come and get you.
Well, you're not welcome.
See this camera.
You're not welcome in our store. You're not welcome in our
store.
Well, I'm putting your picture up at the front of the store. I'm going to put you right next to the shoplifters, and we're not going to let you in anymore.
Okay, that'd be cool, because if it's the person that you have on camera, it's going to be me.
Oh, we know it's you. We know exactly who you are. We've seen you in here scamming before.
Oh, Steve, I tell you. You know, Steve,
can you tell that lady in the background to shut the fuck up, please, while we're talking, okay?
Why don't you tell her here? Tell her.
Hello, ma'am?
Tell her what you told me. Ma'am? Tell her what you told me.
Sir, shut the fuck up. I'm talking to her. Ma'am, can you hear me?
Okay. I can hear you, and I can tell you right now, your mother did not raise you right.
Do not treat
women the way your mouth is going.
Well, you need to learn to keep your mouth shut when the men are talking.
Yeah, recording.
Okay.
You're recording me? You can't record me. That's illegal.
Oh, no, it's not.
Yes, it is.
You've been told are.
It's federal law, and we're in a two-party state, and you're not allowed to record me without my permission, and I don't give you my permission.
Okay. Now it's gone, and I'm recording you, so go ahead and repeat what you've been saying.
Okay. Hello, people listening to this recording. I do not really work at Goodwill. I'm just a prank caller that got their number off of this list that's sitting out on the counter, and now they think they're going to get me in trouble somehow. Is that good for your recording?
Well, go ahead and repeat your language there, Steve.
What's that?
Repeat that last beautiful language that you have.
You want me to repeat what language? The part where I say I'm...
That whenever you were saying shut and whatever that other word was, up.
Oh, what word was it?
Huh?
Which word was it?
What's
matter,
you're a
coward?
Say it now.
No, I'm just not sure which word you're referring to. Can you tell me which word you mean?
Well, I can tell you that you have told my wife, the lady that's in the background, to shut the bong up.
The bong up? That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, the F-bomb word up.
Oh, bomb. Is that a threat?
F-bomb, yeah. Go ahead and say it, Steve.
Are you making threat? No, I don't know what you're referring to, because I wouldn't say anything like that.
Oh, boy.
Okay, we've had enough of it. We'll see you tomorrow with the law.
Well, no, you won't, because I don't work at the store, stupid. I'm a prank caller. Oh, and they're gone. Well, that was fun, and I brightened up their day, and they seem to, for some reason, still think that I work there, even though I just told them I'm a prank caller. And also, what the hell? He's 75 years old, and he's afraid to say a word. How can you be afraid to say a word at that age? It's just the fuck word. And even if he doesn't talk like that himself, he can quote me, right? What's the harm in that? He's just quoting what somebody just said. What's he think's gonna happen if he says the fuck word? And then when they referred to the fuck word, they giggled like they're little kids or something. Oh my god, it's the F word. Don't let anyone hear you say that. We might get grounded or spanked if you say that word. Unfortunately, that's the last person I was able to get a hold of. There were four names on the list, but only two of them picked up. I've tried to call the other two several times, but they just will not pick up. So I am finished with this list. Thank you very much, Zane, for sending this in and helping me enhance the lives of old people with weird phone calls. Now's the part of the show where I'm going to play someone else's material just to kind of pass the time and make my show longer. Hopefully you guys won't notice that I'm doing that. But on Friday, I was trying to do my own show. I kept failing, and I just stopped for a while because I got an email saying that XYZ was doing a live show, and I decided to just give up and listen to him instead. So it's basically his fault I didn't do a show this past Friday. And I submitted some numbers to him during the show for Planet Fitness. You guys know Planet Fitness, right? It's the gym that we can do the Lunk Alarm pranks on. They have the air raid siren behind their counter. They can hit a switch, and an air horn plays throughout the entire building and drives all of the gym members crazy because it's really loud. And here's one of XYZ's calls where he got a lady to set off the Lunk Alarm on April Fool's Day.
Anyway, RVCP has sent some numbers of PLANet Fitness. He wrote it like that, so that's how I'll say it. Let's give it a quick call. Let's speak to them. Speak to these good people there. Matt.
Thank you for calling Planet Fitness Brooklyn Park. This is Kendra. How can I help
Hi,
you?
Hi, Kendra. My name is David, and I'm from corporate office.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, and we're just doing, we're calling to do the scheduled Lunk Alarm test that we had set up.
Oh, our manager is actually not here right now. She had to leave because she had a doctor's appointment.
Oh, she did?
I really don't know anything about that.
I can just walk you through it. It's super simple. Like, it's okay. Literally just pressing a button, that's all. So don't worry about it.
Okay.
It's okay. Basically, what we need to do is just, you need to hold down the Lunk Alarm, and I'll let you know when you got to release it. We just got to do a stress test on it.
Okay, so when would you like me to hold it down?
If you could, on the phone right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just getting to it.
All right, awesome.
It's in a weird spot. Okay. When should I just
Yep.
Start now?
Start. All right. Go. Fire. Engage.
All right.
There we go. I'm taking a power reading right now. Looks like that we're at 5% charging. Once we reach 100% capacity, we'll be able to engage Alderaan.
Okay, so when can I turn it off?
We're at 10% right now, so we're almost there.
Okay.
17. We're at 17%. This is doing good.
17?
Yes, 17%.
And you need to get to 100?
Yes, that's correct.
Oh my gosh. I'm the only one here, so I'm...
Oh, that's okay. Don't worry about it. How was your Easter?
Fine.
That's
good. How was yours?
Oh, mine was pretty good. It was uneventful. I just had a lot of food.
This isn't an April Fool's joke, is it?
No, I don't...
Okay,
no.
I just wanted to make sure.
I know, we scheduled on April 1st. That's what I was worried. That's why when you said your manager was out, I got a little concerned. That, you know, maybe she's, April Fool's joker.
I just wanted to make sure it wasn't an April Fool's joke.
No, it's not. Of course not.
Okay, good.
Yeah. So, you gonna do anything this weekend?
I don't think so.
No? Okay.
I don't have any good plans.
Yeah. That's alright. So, how many customers are in there right now?
How many what?
How many customers do you guys have?
I mean, there's a couple at the desk, but they're just standing looking at me like I'm crazy.
Could you just let them know that it's not a drill?
To say this is not a drill?
Yeah.
I'm going to cut it off here because it pretty much just goes on and on and on like that for a while, with XYZ just chatting with this girl while there's a siren playing in the background. Every once in a while you hear a customer talking to her, probably about the air raid siren, and she does mention that several times, and it's just kind of funny that someone would fall for this on April Fool's Day, especially because there's been so many corporate memos sent out about this because of the Lunk Alarm pranks that have happened on Prank Call Nation for the past year or so. But, you know, they have a high turnover rate, I guess, so she's probably a new employee and doesn't know any better. Anyway, thank you, XYZ, for doing my prank call requests during your show. I think I submitted maybe 8 or 9 Planet Fitness numbers to him, and I'm pretty sure he got at least 4 of them to set off their alarms. So if you'd like to hear the rest of that call, or if you'd like to hear other calls where he gets other employees to set off the Lunk Alarm, you can listen by going to xyzshow.xyz and listening to the April 1st, 2016 episode of the XYZ Prank Show. He does live shows every once in a while, and they're usually pretty amusing. And you might remember him from a year or two ago when me and Carlito did all of those Radio Shack calls. XYZ totally stole our ideas and did his own Radio Shack shows. And I remember them being really funny, and I think I linked to them on a show a couple years ago. XYZshow.xyz. I have a list here from a listener named Daniel. Daniel says, "Hey, Brad, I have some numbers you can call. I got them all off eBay sellers that had bad experiences with buyers and claim that these poor people are scammers. Hope you can use them on your show. I like the show. Hope you keep it going. Cactus, cactus." And he sent me the list in several different formats, so I guess I can't complain about the format. But this is kind of cool. There's a name, there's a phone number, there's an address, and then there is the complaint that they made about the buyer or the seller. Are they the seller or the buyer? I don't know.
Hello.
Hello, Eddie?
Yeah.
Hi there. This is Steve from eBay. You filed a complaint against another user?
I did?
Yeah. I was just calling to just get some information about that.
I don't remember. I'm trying to remember what user did. When was this?
Looks like it was a few weeks ago. You said that they bought an item and less than 24 hours complained about not having the product in his possession. You don't remember filing a complaint?
No, not with eBay. You're talking about with my credit card?
Yeah, well, no, you sold something and then they claim that they never received it.
No, I've never sold anything in my life in eBay.
Oh, don't lie to me. We know you sold something.
Okay, what did I sell? Because I don't remember. Now you might be confused with somebody else. No, tell me what I sold, because I have no idea what it is.
It's got your name and phone number and everything on it. It sounds like maybe you're not even Eddie. You're probably just lying and pretending you're him, trying to get information for some sort of a scam.
I'm Eddie, all right, but I don't know. Now you got me really freaking here. I haven't sold anything in eBay. I purchase things in eBay. I don't sell things. That's a fact, and I'm not lying.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Tell me. Yeah. What have I sold?
Oh no, I was just kidding. Actually, you're the buyer on this one. But no, they say about you that you're the biggest lying piece of shit imaginable. And since the first day, we should have canceled this asshole's order and told him to go fuck himself. That's their claim against you. And are you trying to scam these people?
I'm not trying to scam anything. I've never scammed anybody. Oh. I only buy things.
That's what a scammer.
I don't sell.
That's what a scammer would say. They'd be like, "I never scammed anyone."
Oh my God, who are you?
This is
I have no idea who you are.
First time. I've never scammed before.
You know, listen. I'm telling you right now, I have never scammed anybody. I have never done anything illegally in my life. Okay? And that's the truth.
Well,
I don't know what you're talking about.
This is just what they wrote about you. I'm just reading the complaint against you.
For what? But I don't understand. I only buy things. I don't sell things.
Right, yeah. You were the buyer. You weren't the seller. I never said you were the seller.
Understand. When I buy things, how am I scamming them?
Well, you claim that you never received the thing. So then you got a refund. We know how you scammers work.
No. What was the last thing I bought in eBay? If you're from eBay, tell me what was the last thing I bought.
Oh, I don't have to tell you anything. You might. It sounds like you're a scammer trying to get information on this Eddie guy's account.
You know what? This conversation is over because I don't even know who you are. I don't even think you're legit. I think you're playing games with me.
No. I would never play games. I'm a Christian. Okay, well, I guess there's some confusion on this list because I thought that these comments were by the people, but it looks like these comments on eBay are about the people. So, oops, I messed that one up. And hopefully it's the same deal on all of these, so I won't make that mistake again. The next one, the complaint says, this buyer ordered 2 camera and send return request, said the camera not working. End up, he only ship 1 camera back to us. What a dick. We're going to have some words with this guy.
Hello?
Hello, Simon?
Yes?
Hi, this is Richard from eBay.
Hey, Richard, how are you?
Oh, not too bad. We had a complaint about you saying that you only shipped back 1 camera when you'd received 2 cameras. Do you remember buying a camera on eBay?
Yes, of course. And I told the seller that I wanted to return 1 and to get a refund for half of the money.
Oh, no. He says because you said you were going to return both of them and you only returned 1.
No. One was defective. One was good.
Which one did you send back?
I sold the one that was defective, of course.
Oh, okay.
And he hasn't given me any refund.
Yeah, well, he says that you took a knife and you scratched on the side of the camera. Fuck you, motherfucker.
Oh, no, not at all.
No, he says you did that with a knife. He even showed picture.
I have pictures of the... Yeah, I have pictures, too. That it wasn't me.
I'm sure the picture you took...
I even sent him a letter saying thanks for your staff service and a business card.
Oh, no.
He
says the letter that you sent, it said you can lick my asshole.
Oh, no. Well, no. You shouldn't be saying those words either.
Well, no, it's not me saying it. I'm just quoting.
Right. It wasn't me. I'm a businessman. I'm not the type of guy, so... it wasn't me.
Well, he wouldn't make this stuff
up. I never received any complaints of that, so yeah. I don't know what's going on.
Well, he seemed like a nice guy. Maybe, he's got a good rating on eBay and everything. I don't think he just lied to us.
I understand. I mean, he sent me 2 cameras, and yeah. I mean, I don't know how handy he is, but in a covert camera that looks like a motion detector, to write all those words, man, I it was more like a pen than actually a knife.
Yeah, well, he used a magnifying. He says he used a magnifying glass, and you wrote it with really tiny
instruments. Magnifying glass.
Yeah,
well,
you wrote it on the pen.
I'm afraid that's not true.
He also says that just for spite, you shit in a box and you mailed him your own shit, and that's just gross. You shouldn't do that. That's disgusting. Why would you do that?
I don't know, man. Yeah, this is because that's who I am.
Well, we're going to cancel your account for this.
What is it?
You will never use eBay because you're being a smartass. So I'm just going to cancel your account.
All right. I'm good enough.
Cancel it right now. There's nothing you can do about
it. Right now, cancel it.
All right. Okay, so now we know how this whole thing works. You know, the list seems to be valid now, so that's a good thing. Here's one for a guy named James. The complaint against him says, answered his phone and admitted that he ordered, yet he filed the purchase as unauthorized.
Hello?
Hello, James?
Yeah.
Hey, James, it's Roy from eBay. I was just calling to follow up on a complaint that was filed against you, against your account.
eBay?
Yeah, from eBay. You bought something from eBay?
When?
Not too long ago. What do you mean, when? Haven't you ever bought anything on eBay?
No, that's the thing. I haven't bought anything in the past. Oh, God, when did I buy something on eBay? I want to say 2 years ago? Hold on real quick. Let me pause my movie.
Okay, what movie are you watching?
Okay, what was the item that was purchased, and do you know the exact date?
Looks like it was a 12-inch black dildo, specifically what? Made for a man's ass.
Okay.
You didn't buy that?
Dude, if this is a prank, I'm about to go off.
Oh, no, it's not a prank. I'm with eBay.
No, when was the purchase made?
And it says here...
When was the purchase...
Shh. No, it says here that they called you and you admitted that you ordered, but then you filed the purchase as unauthorized. So is this a part of your scam where you're just pretending that you never made the purchase?
All right, first of all, who are you shushing in the background and where are you calling from?
Oh, no, I was shushing you because you were talking over me.
All right, first of all, like I said, I haven't used my eBay account in 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, you need to watch who you're calling.
What do you mean by that? Are you somebody that's important?
No, but I will have this number traced, and I will have it reported as fraud and harassment.
What do you mean you'll have it traced?
So you might want to
It's on your caller ID.
You might want to check who you're calling.
Okay. Well, it's on your.
It's
on your caller ID, stupid.
If you call me again,
listen, stupid.
I'm going to report you as harassment.
Well, no, because I'm just following up on your account, dummy.
All right, motherfucker.
Hey, don't.
You want to get belligerent and call me names?
Well, yeah.
Don't start with me, asshole.
Why? What's going to happen if I do? Oh man. I don't know about you guys, but I think that when they hang up without saying goodbye, that nullifies their request to not be called back. So, of course, I'm going to call them back. I have to.
Hi, you've reached my voicemail.
Please leave
your name, number, and a brief message.
Damn it, James. James won't answer. I've tried several times now and just keep getting his voicemail. He sounded like he really had some things to say to me, but now he won't pick up his phone, so whatever. And I really don't understand this list. If he hasn't bought something in 2 years, like, how old is this list? What the hell, Daniel? How do you have this information, but you don't have the item that they ordered on the list, or when they ordered, or any other information? I am so sick of Daniel's shit. Next, we have Christine. She filed a non-authorized chargeback after ordering various health products from us. And she runs a salon and spa, this complaint says against her. But I'm not going to say the name of it, even though they have the name of it in here.
Hello?
Hello, Christine?
Yeah.
Hey, Christine. It's Roy from eBay. It looks like you ordered some health products, but then you disputed the charges?
Okay. Health product. What one?
Looks like there was a few. Like, you didn't dispute an order recently?
Yeah, but what are you calling about specifically?
I don't understand what any of this stuff is. It's all Greek to me, lady. I'm just telling you that I'm calling to follow up on this dispute against your account.
Okay.
And if you're going to be difficult about it, I'll probably just shut your account off.
I'm not being difficult.
Okay, well, you know, you're just going on and on. Oh, what's the item? Eh. So you don't remember getting a non-authorized chargeback filed against your account recently?
non-authorized chargeback.
Yep.
There was two things that I called about.
Oh, now you remember.
The one was the cupping that never arrived here, and the other was skincare.
Oh, well, okay. The what never arrived?
What? The cupping set.
Oh, the cupping set.
So tell me what you're calling about, because I'm not clear yet.
Okay, that's the one, because we talked to the post office, and they said, yeah, we remember that. And that arrived at her house. We sent that to her house, and she got it. She told
us.
They told us at Christine's house, at your house, on Adams Street.
Well, on eBay, it's saying that it arrived in California.
Oh, no.
When they did the tracking.
We talked to the post office, and they remembered. And they said, Christine, we put it in her mailbox, and she picked it up.
My mailbox? I'm sure it wouldn't even fit in my mailbox.
Well, you know what I mean. Don't be a smartass. But anyway, we know that you're committing fraud, and you better cut that out.
Who are you?
I'm with eBay. This is Roy. And it's pretty obvious what you're doing here.
It's not obvious what I'm doing here. On the tracking on eBay says it went back to California because it's saying I wasn't here for delivery.
No. We asked the post office and they're like, oh yeah, I remember that
name.
I talked to the...
What is your name?
No, I talked to the postman, and he said he remembers bringing it to your house.
What is your name, sir?
My name is Roy. I already told you that a couple times. Okay, and then the other thing was skin cream, you say? What scam did you pull with the skin cream? Hey, what's that bloop sound?
I want to know what's your name and where you're calling from, sir.
What's that bloop sound I hear in the background? What are you doing?
I turned the TV down.
Oh, okay. I just heard a weird bloop sound. I thought you were trying to pull something. Another one of your scams.
Give me the phone.
Oh, here comes the man.
Yes, I want to ask you one thing. Either tell me who you are or stop harassing her. You're harassing her, sir, okay?
Are you just...
Stop harassing her. I want to know who are you.
I'm not harassing. I'm just following up on a complaint against her account on eBay. I already told her my name. This is Roy from eBay.
Okay, but you said she's doing scam and fraud.
Yeah, that's what she's one of those eBay scammers. We deal with people like her all the time.
You're a fraud because you're not telling who the hell are you?
I've told both of you who I am. I'm Roy from eBay. Can you not hear?
You didn't even tell me who the hell are you?
I just told you.
Shit?
I'm Roy from eBay.
I go, honestly, telling two of you, both of you, you didn't even talk to me.
Well, no, I need to talk to Christine. Yes. I don't know who the fuck you are. You need to get off the phone and put Christine on.
This motherfucker, you want to come in front of me? I'm going to break your fucking face.
No, you won't.
You fucking thief.
I'm in a call center in California.
You fuck your fucking whole family.
You're not going to touch my family.
You fucking harassing. Motherfucker.
I'm not scared yet. It's hard to be afraid when their phone sounds that shitty. I can't even understand what he's saying.
Hello?
Anyway, Christine, I just needed to let you know you need to stop doing all that scamming against our company, because that's illegal.
I am going to call UPS tomorrow and tell them what's going on.
Easy, okay?
Hey, tell that guy to shut the fuck up. Tell that guy that, who is that,
you
your husband?
You shut the fuck up, you motherfucker. Listen, come here if you're on me. I'm putting my hand in your fucking head.
No, listen.
You cannot take your tongue out.
You shut the fuck up, because I can't even understand you. Your phone sucks.
You piece of shit.
You need to get a new phone.
Your whole family fucking is out of his teeth. I don't know who the hell are you. Come in front of me, piece of shit, motherfucker! You cocksucker, motherfucker! Come here!
Well, no, I'm on the phone. I can't just come over. I'm in California, stupid.
You motherfucker, that's why you're on the phone! You fucking liar! You're a thief, I don't know who the hell are you!
Has anyone ever told you how much your phone sucks? I can't even understand what you're saying.
Because your ear sucks, motherfucker! Because you're a dick in your ear! And you're something cock!
That sounded like a really good comeback, but I didn't quite catch it because of this dick in my ear.
Because you have a dick in your ear.
Oh, that's it.
And it's fucking cock.
Are you just angry because I caught you guys scamming?
you fucking motherfucker. You are a thief. And I want to fucking, I want to call the police on you, motherfucker.
Well, no.
I'm a decommission attorney in the office.
You're
tomorrow.
The one that'll get the police called on you, because you're a scammer.
Find out. You're going to find out, motherfucker. You're going to find out.
What am I going to find
Where's
out?
Where's the fucking pride go? Where's the pride go?
Where'd the fox go?
Yeah, in your ass.
Oh, there
okay?
it is. Okay.
Touch your motherfucker ass. I put your mother on ass, you know. Well, yeah, dear.
Well, anyway, put Christine back on. I don't want to talk to you.
You don't have a right to talk to us, okay?
No, I want to talk to Christine, please. It's about her account.
No, there's no please now, no more. Nika, you fat fucking asshole, okay? You use lousy funny language with me. You piss me off now.
I don't care that I pissed you off. You should buy Christine a new phone. One that I can hear you on.
Your fucking business, okay? What I buy.
Your phone is
you
awful.
Can I tell you?
What kind of phone
it's
is
grandma,
that?
Motherfucker.
Can you tell me what kind of phone you have so I know to never buy one? Please?
Fucking ass, motherfucker.
I am not. I think that one would have been funnier if I could actually understand what he was saying, but unfortunately, he'd rather believe that I have a dick in my ear than his phone doesn't work very well. Or maybe both things are true. You guys don't know. Anyway, that is the end of this list, sort of. I mean, I've tried to call every number, and those are the only people that answered. The list isn't huge or anything, but there are about 13 that didn't pick up yet. So I am going to hold on to this list and maybe try them back again some other time, I guess. I had two different people where their spouses answered and they were just out and couldn't be reached. Didn't have cell phones, apparently. So I will get a hold of more of these and hopefully maybe next time I'll come up with a better idea of what to say to them. But for now, we're done with this list. Thank you once again, Daniel, for sending this one to me. And we're not going to ask how you got this list. I'm just happy that you sent it to me. Hey, let's listen to some voicemails and then quit the show. There's not going to be anything after the voicemails today. This is Ben Hard's fault. Normally I put the voicemails in the middle of the show, but he insisted that I put them on the end of the show. But I guess that's a good thing, because that means if you don't like the voicemails, you can just stop listening right now.
This is Roy Dan Mercer in Tulsa, Oklahoma. How you doing? I heard you call my wife, Letitia, the other night, talking all filthy to her. I'm going to come on down there with a 50-gallon drum of whip-ass and pour it all over you.
Please, no.
And while I'm at it, I'm going to put a pot knot on your head big enough to hit your horse to.
I don't want that.
You damn fool. Call my wife up, talking filthy to her.
Sorry.
I'm mad at a fire ant over here.
Good old Roy D. Mercer, one of the many celebrities that have called into the Snowplow Show voicemail.
Hey, Roy, this is your Uncle Scott.
Hey, Uncle Scott.
It's been a long time since but I just wanted to check up on my buddy, see how you're doing.
Great, Uncle Scott.
You know I love you.
Yep, I know.
Having a beer and stroking my nuts. Thinking about you.
That's great.
You know I love you, buddy. I don't have too much to say.
Oh, that's weird. Why'd you leave such a long voicemail then?
My brother, Gary. I heard that caller in the last minute doing customer service calls. I called up that guy and he sounded just like me.
Yep. What a coincidence.
That made me laugh. Actually brought a tear to my eye. You know I love you, Roy.
You too, Uncle Scott.
You. Cactus, cactus.
Bye.
Hey, Brad. My name's Jack. I'm 15 years old, although I'll probably be 16 by the time you find my message. Turning 16 on April 6th.
Hope your birthday sucks.
Today is April 3rd, and I tried to call the TNI voice bridge, whatever the hell you call the thing. And it was down. It just rang, and I got this weird automated recording. That did nothing. It said I could leave your voicemail somewhere else, and thought I'd let you know. I don't know if it's back up and running yet. Alright, love you, man. Bye.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with the TNI. I've been too busy lately to look into it, but apparently last week when I responded to a voicemail and assured everyone that the TNI was back up, it was actually broken still. I think it's a different issue this time, and maybe it has to do with the number provider. They're going to be going out of business in about 1 month. I only have a month of using that phone line left. I don't know. I'll try to look at it in the next couple of days.
Hey, Brad. New to the show. I'll make it quick. I have one simple question. I listened to the Carlito show Madhouse.
Yep.
I'm kind of curious.
Now owned by Death Fox, by the way. We've merged with HQ. Don't forget that.
What happened? He hasn't had an episode for a while. Just to let you know that between you, his show, Jim Stewart, you guys are all great.
Aw.
Keep up the good work.
Thanks. I think you forgot to mention one really important prank caller in there, but it's okay. It just seemed like something was missing. I don't know. Carlito's doing fine, though, and I'm sure when he's ready to start doing shows again, he will start doing shows. So be patient.
When you listen to the snowplow, doesn't matter if you're black or white.
It's coming from the 503, baby. Kenny Schaefer in the house.
All right. That was beautiful.
Hey, Brad, it's Hannah, probably your youngest listener. I'm 11 years old,
yeah,
and I
right.
just made my dad buy me $65 worth of PLA t-shirts.
Yeah, right.
By the way, you need to make a t-shirt that says, quit calling me a hobo. Bye.
Oh, shit, that's a great idea. Someone should design me a shirt that says, quit calling me a hobo, and I'll put it in the PLA shirt store at phonelizers.spreadshirt.com. That's everyone's homework assignment, because that's a great idea. We definitely need a shirt like that.
Hey, Brad, it's Rusty Shackelford.
Hey, Rusty.
I came across a weird news article the other day where the Detroit Police Department was warning citizens about people going around asking to have a rap battle. Seriously, that's it. A group of teens were hanging out, and a car full of guys drove up, and they asked if the kids wanted to spit some sick bars. The kids said no.
Mm-hmm.
The guys left. Then the kids called the cops because some guys asked them a question and then politely left. They said they felt threatened. Do you think the cops in Detroit would have more important things to worry about?
Well, what do you mean
but
by that?
Anyways, so I have an idea that I think you can really make work. Call up random people and just immediately start a rap battle with them.
Oh, yeah, yeah, because I'm really good at rapping. I'm really great at freestyling.
No, insulting them.
I'll definitely win that kind of a contest.
Rhyming with the flow. And if you can't rap, that's okay. I think that would make it funnier, actually.
Yeah.
I think the chat room and a live show could contribute some great stuff to this idea. Maybe bring on Rappy as a special guest to help out.
Oh, he sucks at rapping. Have you heard his music? Come on.
Jesus, Brad. You're running out of ideas.
Yep.
You need a pick-me-up. Anyways, man, Cactus, Dr. Pulse, you should seriously play some of my fucking recordings on the air. Anyways,
should I?
I hope you have fun, and find Carlito, he's missing.
I'm not Carlito's secretary, damn it, everyone asking me about him. What the hell?
Hey, Brad, this is North Carolina Boy, and I just want to tell you, after each and every one of your prank calls, you all tell people, and they sell their name and number to the Chinese government. Not just on reference checks, but on every one of them.
Okay.
Bye.
I'll do it. Every single call. For the rest of this show, every single call I do, I'm going to do that. It's too bad we're out of calls, though. I'm just doing voicemails and quitting. So, ha-ha.
Hey, Roy. It's Nick with Nick Co-Construction.
Hey, Nick.
I just had to call and give you a nice joke.
Oh.
Why do chicken coops only have two doors?
I don't know.
Because if it had four, it'd be a chicken sedan.
That's a good one. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Brad. I was thinking. So this is Crimson again.
You're thinking about how you're Crimson again? What the hell?
You should definitely try to get your channel to be way more popular on YouTube.
What a great idea.
Anywhere else. And, like, I was thinking, like, the most popular stuff we've done is, like, a phone mob to those radio stations. What if we were to do another, like, phone mob? Like, maybe to, like, some kind of, like, live local TV thing or something and get it on video. And then you could put it, like, on YouTube and stuff. Maybe you could put
I
it
could
as
do
part
that.
Of your, you know, live video thing that we're doing. So, all right. I don't know. Just an idea.
I'll all get right on that. I don't really know of any video call-in shows out there. I'm sure there's plenty. I'm sure there's plenty on the internet. We should work on finding some of those, because those might be a little more interesting than audio-only stuff. I'm done with the voicemails now, and I'm done with the show. I was going to do more voicemails, but it's getting kind of late, and I need to just put the show out so it'll actually happen today. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you, Ben Hard, for sponsoring the show today. Everyone, be sure to add us on Facebook at facebook.com/phonelosers. on twitter.com/phonelosers and support the show by going to phonelosers.com/cactus or patreon.com/phonelosers. That would be great. And if you can't do that, then you need to promote the hell out of the show. Pick your favorite calls from youtube.com/phonelosersofamerica and share them somewhere, anywhere. We got featured on break.com last week. The call where I said the lady was a trick-ass hoe, that was on break. So whoever managed to make that happen, thank you. If you have any great ideas for promoting the show or submitting it to certain sites, that would be great. I would really appreciate it because this show needs to be bigger. Everyone thinks so, myself included. Make this show bigger, and I will do my best to make more shows happen. Here's some music. Enjoy it. Bye, everyone.
Number and try again.